From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Well, my oldest daughter, Katie, got into an eating disorder when she was 15.
Rick Stream is a state representative from St. Louis County.
And we found out about it right away, the school, and we noticed some things, and we got her into some treatment that we paid for ourselves. Our insurance company didn't pay for it, and we were financially able to do that. But it was very expensive, and we couldn't afford most of it, but we got her into the plans that we could afford. But she was still able to finish her high school, was starting in college, she's working a couple of jobs.
But she kept losing weight. Her potassium levels dropped, a common effect of severe eating disorders. And one night, asleep in her bed, that caused her heart to stop.
I'm not blaming anybody. I'm not blaming the insurance companies or anything like that. I'm just saying that that if we had been able to have the insurance company cover some of this treatment, she would have been in those treatment programs longer, because we just ran out of money.
Stream is sponsoring a bill in the Missouri House that would require insurance companies to cover eating disorders. This week, lawmakers heard public testimony on the bill.
Annie Seal from St. Louis, Missouri.
Seal was in Jefferson City to testify in favor of the legislation. Her daughter, who's now in college, suffered from anorexia and bulimia during high school. Under current law, insurers don't have to cover eating disorders, and when they do, coverage can be very limited.
So what happens now is the insurance companies determine the level of care. They actually get to decide how much treatment a patient receives. Care tends to be cut off halfway through at the very best. Sometimes it's even more limited than that. But complete care, complete treatment is needed for complete recovery.
She says if insurance companies don't pay for early treatments, patients are more likely to end up in the emergency room with severe complications, which end up costing insurance companies even more.
Hi, David Smith, Director of Governmental Affairs for Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield in St. Louis.
Smith says this mandate to cover eating disorders would drive up insurance premiums. Residential treatment for eating disorders can cost $1,000 a day or more.
It's not just one mandate. You've got to look at the big picture of all the mandates. So as we add one and another, that price eventually starts to price people out of the marketplace.
The House bill has a companion in the Senate, where a committee also heard testimony this week. Chairman Scott Roop told supporters they faced a massive uphill battle.
I could sit here, and I'm being very candid with everyone in this room, I could poke 200 holes in your argument and show you why this would never pass. But I also see a roadmap to success that is laid out before you if you fine-tune your argument.
Supporters have been refining that argument for several years now. This is the fourth year the legislation has been introduced. But Rick Stream, the bill's sponsor in the House, says that's part of the process.
Sometimes good legislation takes 3, 4, 5 years to get done. Very seldom does a bill get through on its first try.
About 250,000 Missourians currently suffer from eating disorders. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.